we're all really, really starting to see that we can't expect to have a decent, strong democracy unless we continue to stay involved.
He says he chose this particular seat because he wasn't happy with either candidate when he went to the polls in 2008. If elected, Chalela says three issues will take precedence for him. A lawyer specializing in foreclosure law, he says he'd tackle the lending practices he thinks are hurting homeowners.
It's in everybody's best interest to try to mitigate these loans and come up with a better structure. All these balloon notes need to be rewritten. The longer we don't do that, the worse the problem's going to get.
Chalela says the other two issues are unemployment and sustainable energy. He says he'd like to tackle the first by offering tax incentives to companies that set up shop in Florida.
We actually have to create incentives to get corporations and companies to start up here, small and large business. The main way you can do that, there's not one simple answer. You've got to, first of all, create tax incentives to actually bring companies here.
His main opponent, Republican incumbent Rachel Bergen, goes with the GOP party line on the question of how to boost the economy. She says she wants to help push the government out of the way of business.
I've got a couple of businesses here in the area that would be able to employ a very large number of employees, and yet local government and state government, it's in the way of them being able to actually start that project. And I think, you know, getting rid of the red tape that prohibits businesses from being able to employ is the most important thing that I can do.
Bergen was a 26-year-old White House intern when she was chosen to replace then-state Rep. Trey Traviesa, for whom she had worked as an aide. She was subsequently elected to that same seat. She received some criticism for voting against a $1 per pack tax increase on cigarettes, but says that she had a good reason for doing so.
I believe that if you're going to impose a tax, that 100% of the tax should go for the reason why you have imposed it. And, you know, I believe that health care is something that's majorly important. And if we're going to impose a health-related tax, then 100% of it should have gone to health care.
A Florida tobacco company is one of four businesses that allegedly exceeded donation limits to Bergen's campaign. But Bergen says she doesn't think any campaign finance laws were broken.
I employed two treasurers and CPAs to take care of those finances, and if there is a problem, rest assured it will be completely taken care of. But there was no known intention of wrongdoing, and if there is an issue, which is still, you know, being taken into consideration, obviously it will be rectified 100%.
Both Bergen and Democrat David Chalela said they'd be willing to reach across the aisle to work with the other party. But policymaking might prove a challenge for any House Democrat, especially if Floridians choose Republican Rick Scott for their next governor. Chalela says if nothing else, he'll use the House floor to effect change.
If the Republicans have a 2/3 majority and Rick Scott gets elected governor, my one vote isn't going to probably mean as much as my actually pounding the podium on the floor and trying to make persuasive arguments. On the other hand, if we get a balanced House and or a Democratic governor, all these things are going to make a huge difference on how much your one vote makes.